This week's Shurim have been sponsored by Family Grossman, Le'ila Nishmas, Reb Chaim Yosef, Ben Yisachar Dov, Zichrono Levracha. Beis Menachemov, Tuesday the 9th of July, Rabbi Shia Lezer Heitner, Shabbos leftovers in the 9 days.
The Beit Yosef from the Chedor, he brings Yesh Mishakosav, Shish Makile Nechil Bosso, Mevushul Chinishtai Mesud Shabbos. He's meekle to eat Bosso Shiraim from Shabbos in the 9 days is Mutter. So Veshemal Tiraim Od Yisrael Chulem, Evi Bosso Nechil will see soon. The cost for a priest came hokel by Dabonon, who had in the hokel had a minig baalma. A minon the hokel hoiled ishtri le Shabbos, ishtri le choyl. Se va'af, she shlit chizra ezu, mikal mokim, einim chiz ba makirim. Shai tshuva brings down the spekiesevim, some of tof kuftan alef. And he says, ubim dinoseinu le shemati mi shemekel bazeh, mi shemekel bazeh, ubechlal prayer together. Ach, says Shai tshuva, says, even according to Chedor, whose Mati Shiraim is only mutter if a person made it at Tzorech Shabbos. A person can't go like a Tchila, make a big pot of chon and say, is it all for Shabbos? And then afterwards, is a Shiraim from the Shavu Shechalbe. He said, he made it for Shabbos. If a Mikra, he didn't finish his Suda, then he loved to eat a Shiraim during the 9 days. I should discuss this with the Gemara and Chulim, the Raya, the Chedor. See, it is a Raya, Nishkan Raya. The Gemara and Chulim, Dr. Zion, brings a machlekes of Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. The pasuk says, "Ki yichal b'mcha amokim ezavachto." And Klal Yisrael, when they came to Eret Yisrael, then it was nischadosh the mitzvah of shechita. Klal Yisrael, the midbar, there was no shechita. And the machlekes of Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva to the two extremes. Rabbi Shmuel holds that in the midbar, Klal Yisrael couldn't eat any basa taiva, any basa cholim, even the shechita was forbidden by achila. Only if kachim, if person can eat makdash kolbin, shechted shlomi metoida. Rabbi Kiva holds when they came to Eretz Yisrael, then it was a schadosh that even basal cholim and basal taiva is also the mutter. Rabbi Kiva holds the other extreme. He holds in Bamidbar, Klal Yisrael didn't even need shechita. Even the chira person just killed a behemoth makom simonim, and then he could eat it. They came to Eretz Yisrael, it was a schadosh that a behemoth needs a shechita and he can't do nechira, and nechira makes a behemoth avena. The staff points out that even though the fear bekiva that nechira is mutter to eat, but it's definitely there was issa neveda in the Torah. The Torah wasn't lechadosh issa neveda when they came to Eretz Yisrael. The Torah was given by Hasina already. He says Tosfos says in Chulin Daf Chof, there's machlokes in the Gemara about oif. If you have shechita l'oif from the Torah or ain't shechita l'oif from the Torah, by behemah shechita is b'deraisa, but oif is a machlokes whether or not it's deraisa or not. So Tosfos says even if ain't shechita l'oif from the Torah, and you can do nechira, but the nechira has to be b'makom simonim. You can't, if a behemoth dies by itself, when you kill a shlei b'makom simonim, the behemoth is in a veda ba'if. So Tzlach says, similarly, by behemoth, kun Rav Akiva b'midbar, if also nechira was muta, the nechira has to be b'makom simonim. So the Lashon Gemara is nechirosan zui shchitosan. There's no dinim how to do the ma'aseh shchita. All the five psulim shchita, shia, drosa, charoda, hagrom, and ikor, that wasn't by nechira. But nechira kun Rav Akiva was considered the ma'aseh shchita. Now, the Gemara prayed the Shaila, Rabbi Kiva held that by Midbar, also Nechira was Mutah, and it came into Eretz Yisrael, was the Schadosh that Nechira was not Mutah, and in order to Mate Behema, he had to do a Maaseh Shechita. So Gemara says, Boi Rabbi Yemir, Ebri Bosa Nechira, Shechnisu Yisrael Limon Oretz Maon. It was Bosa Nechira, which they did Nechira from Midbar, and this Bosa, they preserved it until they came into Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, Maon is Mutah to eat this Bosa Nechira. So Gemara says, Eimas, at what stage when they entered Eretz Yisrael is the Shaila of the Gemara. Mas Eilim is B'sheva Shekovshu, and the first 7 years when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they were B'kribish Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara, Hashtar Dabba Tom Ishtar Luhu, even the Velus of Mutah, Dixiv, Botim Mileim Kol Tov, Vom Abiyami V'Abba Merav, Kato de Chazira, Bosa Nechir Miboya. Gemara says, the first 7 years where Kashal entered Eretz Yisrael, even Bosa Nevelus, they also Mutah to eat. Gemara says, what's the Shaila B'chal? Even if Bosa Nechir, when they came in Eretz Yisrael, is a Nevela, or we eat in the Velus of Chavis, I'm not to eat. So, Avada Bosan Nechir, we mutter the Sheva Shonim Shekovshu. So, Gemara says, Elol Achamikan, after Sheva Shonim Shekovshu, where the head of Kadda the Chazira falls away, is the head of Bosan Nechir still remain mutter after they came into Eretz Yisrael? Gemara says, Bateku. So, the Chedor says, Teku, the Gemara Manevela is Sovik Dereisa. The Gemara's got Shaila, since something was mutter Lechatchila, the Midbar. So Moshe Rabbeinu, if it remains Mutar, even after they came into Eretz Yisrael. So Chazal says the same thing. Also Shabbos, where there's a Mutar on Shabbos. After Shabbos, if it is a Mutar, it's Toiv on the Shaila and the Gemara, the Chazal says. So the Chazal says, there's Sobe the Reis, the Chumra. Sobe the Rabbonim, we go to Kula, and therefore it's Mutar to eat the Bosa after Eretz Yisrael. Kvega asks the Kasha in the Gemara. He says, the Gemara asks the Shaila, Fear of Akiva, Bosa Nechir of the Midbar, is Mutar to eat this Bosa, La'acha Shekhov for Eretz Yisrael. He says, why didn't we ask the same Shaila, Kun Trabi Shmor? If Shmor holds, he said that Bosa Taiva was also the Midbar, and the whole head of Bosa Taiva was only Chal in Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara says, Al B'Sheva Shalom Shekhov Shu, there was a head of Katla de Chazira. Vedas and Chafas were Mutar to eat B'Sheva Shalom Shekhov Shu. So why did the Gemara ask a Shaila, Fear of Yishmol, if someone had Shiraim from Sheva Shalom Shekovshu, La'acha Shekovshu, so since it was ahead of the first 7 years, is it Mutar to eat the same Bosa, Acha Shekovshu at Yisrael? Why did Mokhe Shain only Fear of Yikiva, from Bosa Nechir before they entered at Yisrael, La'acha Shekovshu, get the same Shaila Kun Tab Yishmol, Sheva Shalom Shekovshu? So Rikiriga says in the second Teretz, based on what we said before from the Tzlach, and the Nechira, it's not Pshat Fiyab Kiva, the Midbar, there was always a Nevedim in the Torah. Fiyab Nekiva, Pshat is Nechira, that was the Shechita, the Chiyosan, the Chiyosan, the Chiyosan, the Chiyosan. Therefore says Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara declares a Shaila, that Bosa Nechira, when the Nechira was Mat Issa Nevela. So Gemara declares, since Nechira was Mat Issa Nevela, so there was no Issa Nevedim in the Torah, so Gemara declares, maybe, that there should be no Issa, since they already had this head of Shechita, because the Midbar Nechira was a Shechita. So Gemara says, maybe this behemah, there's no reason why the Nevela should come back after the end of that Yisrael. Havada b'sheva shalom shekavshu kum tav yishmol kavla dechazir, which is Nevelas and Trefas. If it's a Nevela, there's no reason why Nevela should muta after the heta was b'sheva shalom shekavshu. Once it's a kavish at Yisrael and it's no longer the heta anymore, Havada this is a Nevela, and therefore Havada the Issa is chayza. So Kemuvla Nefilip Kvega Chidol's got no shaychus because Havada something which is osa. There's no heter that something, since it's mutter to eat it, the heter remains after Shabbos. And with Bosa in the 9 days, where it's Issa to eat Bosa, Havada on Shabbos is the heter. After Shabbos, where Bosa is also the Achila, there's no reason why there should be a heter on the Bosa. However, on the Gemara Shaila, the Gemara asks the Shaila, Fiyah Bekiva, if Bosa the Achila is mutter, Lacha Shekovshu, so Rashi says, Rashi says the Shaila is not really relevant today. Rashi says, "Drush the Kabbal Schahu, Shetzichin Onu Lamid Ala Emes, Va'afa Pishekva Ova." And the Rosh brings down Rashi. And the Rosh says, he asks Megomor and Yuma. Megomor and Yuma ask the Shaila, "How's Moshe Rabbeinu? What was the Seder of Visha? Moshe Rabbeinu, how is Maldish Aaron Abonov?" So Megomor says, "Keta the Visham? What says Ma'ida Hava? We don't clear irrelevant Shaila. It has to be some practical nafkamina, it was clear shayla. It was the Osir Lover, it was our Moshe, the Osir Lover, they'll tell us how to do it. It was the Kate of the Bishon, it was the Mizbah Kroi. Says the Rosh, you see in the Gemara Yuma, if there's no practical nafkamina, more doesn't just clear shayla, Drush Kabbal Scha. Tachin the Pasuk is a nafkamina, of a stam, a theoretical shayla, the more won't clear. Says the Rosh, the Nir Ali, that the Gemara shayla is, nafkamina, the Rosh says, if somebody makes a neda, his man Yidua Ve'elach, and it comes to that Zman, and a person's got into the Shus, part of that which he asked, is he allowed to eat? That Neda isn't Neda only Asa what he buys from now, or even what he has in his Shus is also Asa. Rosh says another Afghan community. Rosh says, as Chazal asked to eat Gvinus, cheese of a goy, when Chazal asked Gvinus of a goy, and a person has in his Shus, these Gvinus, is he permitted to eat his Gvinus, or no? Once Chazal asked, even what he has in his Shus is also Mutter. So this already the Chidor, you see that the Chidor already. You see in the Rosh, Kriger brings down the Rosh. Kriger says the Rosh is a pellet. The Rosh is a flaw in many. The Rosh could be more shaila than the shaila by Nevela. The more clear, since the Nechir was Mate, there is no Issa Nevela. How can we be Dama to other things, to Nedorim and Givinus, where when Chazal asked it, about it is also, there's no reason why the Hefer should remain because you have it in your Rishos. The Oynig Yom Tov, he also asks for Kegis Kasha, and he answers, as Tosfos says in Beitza, that every behemoth besides the Issa Nevela is also Issa of Einu Zavuach. In the midst of a Zavachto, is Issa, any behemoth which is not Geshachten is Issa of Einu Zavuach. Says the Oynig Yom Tov, Echarama, the Gemara was Poshet, okay? It wasn't even a Shaila in the Gemara. The Gemara knew for Pshitas that once in the Chiro's Mat Issa Nevela, there's no reason why the Nevela should be Chal after they came into Eretz Yisrael. Once in the Chiro's Mat Issa Nevela, this behemoth will no longer be a Nevela. Of Alt Einu Zavuach, it should still be an Issa. Since the Meister Behemoth didn't have a dinim of Shkita, he said that mitzvah Shkita you want Mekayim, so in the Chalamah there is a Nevela, about Einu Zavuach, it should still be awesome. On that, the Gemara that said, since it was Mutter till now, it was a Het Achila, on that, it should still be Mutter even after they entered Eretz Yisrael. So the Chedah was coming from the Rosh, Kilo. The Chedah was coming, you see the Rosh, the Gemara's got a Tzad. And since something was Mutter, it remains Mutter. So what in the Chedah, is Medama to Basel Shirayim from Shabbos, is Mutter, the Shavuah Shechalbi. But the Chedah in the Chedah is Mashma, he didn't mean Mamash the Rosh. Same Efshah Adia as the Rosh. Because the Chedah is Mashma, he's only Mati, Basel from Shabbos, the Shavuah Shechalbi. He's not Mati, Mishal. Basel kilo from before the 9 days, a person should be allowed to eat in the 9 days. He's only matter kilo Shabbos, where Shabbos kilo should have been Asa, and the Torah was matter on Shabbos. On that, he's matter to eat the shirayim b'shul shechalbi. But rather, if Yosef is moida, he can't eat shirayim from before the 9 days in the 9 days. So chayyeh chiddush, but the chayyeh comes out of chayyeh posh of chayyeh. Feed the chidah. He's only matter if you hold the issa to eat basel is chal from chiddush. Or but if the Issa is called the Shavuah Shechalbi, so Shavuah Shechalbi, the week always starts on Sunday, the week doesn't start on Shabbos, so there's no reason why I should be hetter to eat the Shirayim of Basa Shabbos the Shavuah Shechalbi. Because that Basa, not Pshat, it was also Chala Hetter. The whole Hetter is only starts, the whole Issa only starts on Sunday. Shabbos wasn't Mechal in the Issa. Couldn't the Issa, this is Satsum Rishchodesh, so it comes to Shabbos, it's Chala Hetter. So you say, Choyle the Ishtri, the Shabbos, Ishtri, Nami Lechoyle. According to the shittas of all, that the Issa only starts with Shavuah Shechalbi, the Chayil, well, it's not like Heta was Chal. The Issa only starts on Sunday, there's no reason why it should be Heta for Shirayim B'Shabbos. But I think, the Fi Dechidah is for Enfield, if Kregis Kasha. If Kregis asks the Kasha, why didn't more clear Shaila Kunt Rabbi Shimon? So if Kregis said his Mahalach, why didn't more ask the Shaila Fi Rabbi Kiva? Basel Nechir B'Midbo, is it Mutter Lacha Shekovshu? So if Kregis asks, why didn't more clear the same Shaila Kunt Rabbi Shimon? From Sheva Shonam Shekovshu, there was a het of Chalod HaChazira, is it mutter to eat the Shirayim Acha Shekovshu? So Kriga said this Mahalach, we said before that since the Chir was, the Gemara is called Rabbi Kiva, because the Chir was Mat Issa Nevela, so there is no Nevela, the Mark is Acha Shekovshu. But if the Chidor, says the Gemara Shaila is Tama Shaila, and it was mutter, remains mutter, so it means, if Kriga's Kasha, why the Mark is the same Shaila, Kun Rabbi Shmuel, Samyat Shirayim, from Sheva Shonam Shekovshu, is it mutter, La Acha Shekovshu et Yisro? B'chayra, we find a similar Hoyle Ishtri. Hoyle Ishtri comes out a few times in Shas. The Gemara says in Yevomis, the first Mishnah in Yevomis, that all 15 Arois are part of Yibum. And the Gemara brings a Pasuk, Oleo, to Patra, the Arois from Yibum. Whole Arichas, the Gemara says, why do you Pasuk Oleo? The Gemara asks, B'chayra, we have a klal of Ein Asi Yadrich Elusa Shish Bekoros. So one of the Terutim in the Gemara are, in Dafches, the Gemara says, as Hoyle Ishtri, Eishisach, Ishtri, now we all other arroyos. Every Yibum involves Is Eishesach, and the Torah was Mati Is Eishesach, the Mokhtim Mitzvah Yibum. So you must have heard of Ishtri Eishesach, and I have thought the Torah was Mati other arroyos as well. Hamad Leima, Oleo, and Yipotah. And the Gemara says, you only say heard of Ishtri, but often, where the Issa was Chal after the Heta was Chal. Only if she became an Erva, after was Chal Mitzvah Yibum, where first was a Heta of Eishesach, and then there was Chal Issa Kila Chis Isha. And the Gemara says, heard of Ishtri. But the Gemara says, Lehedya, if the Issa Chris Isha happened before the Heta of Ishazach, you wouldn't know the Ishtri. Maybe she is a Heta. If the Heta was Chal, then after the Issa happens afterwards, the Issa will be Chal. But as I, it's kind of like, Fir Bishmol, who holds the Issa as Basa Nevela, Nevela was by Midbar already. So the Heta was only Chal when he came into Eretz Yisrael. So rather, you can't get a Shaila with Fir Bishmol to say, heard the Ishtri. Because since the Heta was Chal after the Issa, there's no more to say, heard the Ishtri. The Gemara only declares the Fir Bekiva, Fosan Nechir Bamidbo, but then the Heta was Chal Bamidbo, then it was Takimutah, and it happened afterwards. That they walk into the Shaila, you should say, Hove Ishtri. A small Nakuda even, even Rabbi Kiva and the Gemara declares a shayla basa nechira b'midbar, the Gemara had to declare a shayla basa nechira b'midbar. The Gemara, if you did nechira when you entered that, you saw nechira Rabbi Kiva, but it's also muta, even though the issa is only chal now, or but since now the Torah said nechira is not mati the behema, so what issa does this behema have? This behema has issa nevela. The nevela came before the het of Chamed Chazira, therefore there's no tzad in the Gemara that shiraim from Shavu Shalom Shekhovshu should be muta. Acha shkishes et yisro. And if he's there, another hagbonah in this kula of shayim from Pasa or Tish Sayomin, as the heter is only if kilu of Shabbos fell l'shchoidosh. If the marshal Shabbos fell in middle of Tish B'Av, middle of 9 days, I'm sorry, and since the issa of Pasa was there before already, there's no reason why to say who the ishtri. It's only if the Pasa Shabbos kilu chal l'shchoidosh, the head came before the Issa, then you can say hello to Ishtri.
Chidor doesn't say that.
Don't say that, no. Okay, I'm saying it's fine, I'm not saying it. Now, I've got to mention, Chidor, he's Matis Sa'ish Shabbos, and also Matis from l'shchoidosh also. Islamist Fajr Possum, all that, even l'shchoidosh is also head of Bossa. Shabur really means from Chayodim Dayer Chayim, as we all that l'shchoidosh is also Michal and Issa. So the Afghani is also, Shchodesh is also, the first day of the Issa, it's also, you'll say hello to Ishtri. It's only Shchodesh. I found that Mifasra brings from the Shefer, Nechba Bakesav, he also brings down this Hocher Yichas of the Gedor, and he also asks, he says, the Gemara, Chod is only Mati, where Heta was first. He says, only Mati was Shchodesh, or Shabbos was secondary Shchodesh, according to the Tzad, that Shchodesh is also Mati. But Chodesh, the dimin of the chidor of the Gemara, the chayyah is a great samokim eon to ma'ayin on this chidor. Because the chayyah, all the cases of the chayyah of the ishtri, are all cases where the heta, kilo heta, the issa, is the issa mitzad the chefza. But the chayyah, tish siyamim, the issa is al tzavelis, the Kalba says, ain't simchayla bebasa, there's no maila in basa Shabbos. Shabbos is no avelis. Nechit issa, should be heta tzehoy the ishtri from Shabbos, should be muta bechayyah. So that's why it's a moving amount of mokum from the Bihar Groh. The Pashas we learn that the Issa, Bosa, and Yaim, Tish Siyomim, is Al Tavelis. As though it's born in the Kolbe, because in Simcha, the Bosa of Yaim, Shift of Matim is Simcha, and therefore there's no, as Issa, the Bosa of Yaim. The Bihar Groh, Shulchan Aruch, he brings a Gemara as another reason why Bosa of Yaim is also Tish Siyomim. So the Gemara says, Enoch Cheskis Abatim, Tanya, Omar Yishmor ben Elisha, Miyoyim Shechor Beis HaMikdash, Dinu, Shenigze Al Atzmenu, Shelo Elech Ubasa, Velo Elish Tesiyayim. Elo Ein Gezin Gzeri Al Atzibu, Elem Kein Reba Tzibu Yichoy Linamadu. He says, Miyoyim Shechor Beis HaMikdash, it was most important, the Prishma, the Otaka Prish from Basa Viyayim, Al Zeich El Echurban, since, but Mitzvah Midrash was Basa Viyayim, and now we have no Beis HaMikdash, Al Zeich El Echurban, the Prish from Basa Viyayim. And therefore, Chazal didn't ask it. Says the Gaon, over 1 week a year, Tos is Yichoy L'Namedoy. So it's also as the Issa of the Gemara. It's not also as Din Avelis. It's also as Zeichel L'Chubim. If it's also as Zeichel L'Chubim, you can say, Tak and Chama, the Issa is not an Avelis like an Issa. It's Issa, Kilo Chazal asks you to eat Basa. No, Avelis is a different thing. Zeichel means, this is what we have. Avelis means a person's Bata. It's not also Tzah Shabuy. Avelis was too.
Didn't move. That was because of the Avelis, because he was so upset with the.
I said, but it could be, but now I understand. It could be therefore it's ready. It's in the chepz already. Even it's because of the Avelis, they asked you to eat basa al zeichel lechuban. Shabbos also can have zeichel lechuban. It's not necessarily Shabbos al stira. Once it's Issa, kid al zeichel lechuban, you can understand that they asked the chepz, and Shabbos was chala het on this chepz. So you can say how the ishtri. Who's before? Anyway, just look. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Hei, "As Dikesh Rebbe Laki Tishavov, Velohedu Lechachomim. Omar Lefonov, Ababa Bazavta, Loi Kacho Yemaisa, Elo Tishavov, Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, Hava, Hava Dachidu Lachah Shabbos, Va Omar Rebbe Hoyel, Venitcha Yitcha, Velohedu Lechachomim." The Gemara says, Rebbe held that in Shabbos falls Tisha B'Av, Hoyel Benitcha Yitcha, Velehoyde Lechachomim. Shaila, what was the machlokes Rebbe Chachomim? Why did Rebbe hold Hoyel Benitcha Yitcha, and why Velehoyde Lechachomim? Hashem Shmuel brings Hashem Rebbe from the Blin as a posik in Nochem. Posik says Leisokon Pamaim Tzora. So he explains, and we know the Yom Tovim, all Yom Tovim during the year, Pesach, we know, Yitzis Mitzrayim, we know that it's not an historical event. Every year is another Yitzis Mitzrayim. Every Shavuos is Matan Torah Seinu, another Matan Torah. Or he says, the Tzoras, the Sokon Pamayim Tzorah, the Tzoras, they're not in the Zman. The Tzorah which happened once, that was a one-off. And every year, it doesn't mean the Zman is Musugal for Tzoras. Shaila is, so what's the Chal Inyan of Tanesim? If there's no, what is the Inyan of Chal Inyan of Tanesim? So Shem Shmuel says, the Gemara says in Yuma, as B'Shoah, Shenichtesu Nochem Lehechel, they saw that the Kruvim and Me'urin Zabazeh. So he asks, the Gemara says about Basra, that we know the Kruvim are only B'nei Mishal Achiv, because Man She'oisim Retein Shemokim. So what was the Chal Inyan? The B'Shoah was Manish Kal Yisrael, the Ochsim they entered, they saw the Kruvim Me'urin Zabazeh. So Shem Shmuel says, as when the Rebbeinu was Manish Kal Yisrael, it created afterwards a tremendous ritzui between the Rebbeinu and Kal Yisrael. Don't see, but the Gemara says, as Nid Beil Oslo, of Kinal Oslo, Mi Boile, the Rebbeinu was Shidduch, Chamosa Al Yitzel Mavonim. But afterwards, there was a medical ritzui between the Rebbeinu and Kal Yisrael. Says Shem Shmuel, that ritzui that was then, that we have every year. She says, why are you misanah? So Hashem Shmuel says, every oyer, a person has to make a keli to mekabel the oyer. A person, the pe'olus we do, that we are misana, that is a keli we do to mekabel that oyer. He says, like then, when there was a tzar, the Rishon, the tshuva, and they were misana, says, and that's how they, through that they were mekabel the oyer. Similarly, we go, well, they did, we mekabel the oyer through being misana. So Hashem Shmuel explains, as Shabbos, if you do as Shabbos, a person has Shabbos, is without a meisim. Shabbos is kviyah v'kaima, Shabbos is lavt on tefillin, Shabbos, the Swarm says, asrusa del eila, Shabbos is a matana, it's something we get without doing anything to receive that matana. So Rabbi held that when Shabbos, Tisha B'Av falls Shabbos, hoy v'nitcha yitcha, since a person, Shabbos gets the ha'orah without doing anything, so there's no reason to be mistana after Shabbos, because a person gets his ha'orah without doing the meisim. Why lo hidu lechachomim? Shem Shmuel says, the very famous Machlekes Ramban and Tosfos, Motzi Yom Tov, we don't have besomim, avdolah. Shabbos, Motzi Shabbos, we have besomim, because the Shom Yisrael goes away, we have besomim. And Tosfos says in Avi Psochim, that Motzi Yom Tov has been a Shom Yisrael, but that's why Motzi Yom Tov, there's no besomim. Ramban says, Avada Yom Tov is a Shom Yisrael also. But when the Neshama Seir, a person receives on Yom Tov, that remains after Yom Tov. Ramban says a person, something which a person gets from Matana, has no Kiyam. But Yom Tov, source in Kadi Shrov Azmanim, which we do, we recover the Yom Tov, so something which we earn, which we achieve, that lasts even after Yom Tov also. So Ramban, therefore, the reason why there's no Psalm at Yom Tov is not because it isn't the Neshama Seir. Because the Neshama Seir doesn't leave us, the Neshama Seir remains after Yom Tov also. So he said, that's why Oedu Echachomim, because the aura a person gets on Shabbos, from Tisha B'Av, you get it, or when Shabbos leaves, since you didn't work for it, not to Shabbos, the aura got disappears. However, when a person is Misana, a person works in Misabu Nishlaim, through that he's Zuchah to the aura. Zuchah 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 Zu